Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, here we have another entree that has been prepared for us by Neo the Outflanker. And it was published on the 21st of July. New Orleans coroner identifies pregnant woman slain in Gentilly Woods. A 19-year-old man is behind bars after police say he brutally murdered his pregnant ex-girlfriend. Police say a 19-year-old slit his pregnant ex-girlfriend's throat and beat her with a hammer. Police have identified the victim, who was pronounced dead on the scene, as Aaliyah Stays, aged 19. Gentlemen, just so I can add even more flavor to this mouth-watering dish, I'm going to include a second article to let you know exactly who this woman was. According to the New Orleans Police Department, Alvin Severin Jr., aged 19, slashed his pregnant ex-girlfriend's throat and beat her with a hammer inside of his home on DeBoer Circle. Neighbors in the Gentilly Woods area were shocked to learn the disturbing details outlined in court documents. Quote unquote, "He just didn't seem like a child that would do something like that, you know," Janice Collins says. Now, this is where I really want you guys to focus. He was a very meek and mild person. Monday evening, neighbors saw a coroner's van in front of Severin's home. Police arrested the 19-year-old without incident. "We're still trying to figure out what really happened," Collins said. Court documents paint a horrific picture. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police say Severin told them that he and his pregnant ex-girlfriend got into a disagreement Monday evening. She allegedly, quote unquote, threatened to have him killed if he didn't take care of their unborn child. Severin tells police he became enraged and blacked out. Investigators say Severin cut his girlfriend's throat with a knife and beat her in the face with a hammer. "Oh my God," neighbor Jocelyn Hayes said when she learned of the details. Quote unquote, "He had to have had a mental breakdown. If this is supposed to be his baby and all that, he was probably shocked and that was because the family had no kind of scandals or anything." Police say Severin carried his dead girlfriend's body to the backyard near a shed. He claims he regained consciousness when his grandmother came home and found the body. When police told him that his girlfriend was dead, Severin reportedly said, quote unquote, "He didn't mean to kill her. I am not a killer. This child just graduated from high school, just started working at everything," Hayes says. "He was friendly when he passed by. He would blow and wave at us when he would see us outside, you know," Collins says. "We're shocked." Severin and his grandparents lived in the home, and neighbors never noticed any sign of trouble. Everyone is like a close-knit family, and we look out for each other, Collins says. We've been in this neighborhood for 45 years, and for something like that, it's just a tragedy. Severin is facing one count of second-degree murder. A judge set his bond at $750,000 on Tuesday. My. Oh, well, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in his home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. He put her to the blade. I'm gonna go with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm gonna go with a 10 on this one because how he was described by everybody who knew him. A meek, mild-mannered person. So I got to go with a 10. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this one a 15 because not only did he slit her throat, he beat her with a hammer in the face. So you know that was pure, unadulterated rage. So Mr. Severin Jr. gets a score of 45. Now, I want to focus in on something else, like I did with yesterday's HMT. Proxy violence. Notice what she said. She said she would have him killed. Not that she would do the job herself. Oh, no. Why? Because she knows of probably more than a few simps who she would have been able to put the battery in their back and they would have went and possibly hurt this kid. So what happened? Well, when she told him that, he blacked out. Ironic, isn't it? Some of the most ruthless killers can be some of the most ordinary people. So what happened? She decided to say, I'm going to have you killed. So what happened? He blacked out and became the punisher and decided to punish her. It is what it is. Ladies, good, mild-mannered people will become the most vicious, stone-cold killers when pushed beyond a certain point. You decided to threaten this man's life, and guess what? He beat you to the punch, figuratively and literally. Hey, I got zero sympathy for this woman. Why? Because when you threaten to take somebody's life, whatever happens to you after that, you bring on to you. So, hey, she said what she said, and apparently this kid took that as so much of a credible threat, self-preservation kicked in to a lethal degree. Oh, well. Read the full article. As a matter of fact, read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, we're crystal clear on this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism, use of proxy violence by means of other men, and all of that will go out right along with it. Why? Because once you push a man beyond that line, whatever happens, happens. And especially when you threaten that man's life, all bets are off. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.